Friday, the 27th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're going to look, as we do each Friday, at the readings that are coming up. And the readings that are coming up are quite interesting. Jesus wants us to think about two things in these readings, I think, actually. So we'll talk about both of them. The first is, Jesus says something very interesting to his disciples. They come to him and they sound just like teenagers. They come to him sort of going, Jesus, 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 we saw somebody doing things in your name, but we don't know him. He's not one of us. So we told him to stop. Does that ever happen at school? Somebody's doing something, miss, and she shouldn't be doing it because she's not part of our group. That's essentially what the disciples were saying. And Jesus says, well, does Jesus say, yes, that's right, he shouldn't do things because he's not part of our group? No, he doesn't. He says, don't stop him. Do not stop him, because no one who does a miracle in my name can say anything bad about me. Whoever is not against us is for us. Isn't that beautiful? Whoever is not against us is for us. That's quite an interesting idea. Whoever is not against us is for us. Whoever is not against God is for God. That means that anybody who is doing something good in God's name, doesn't matter where they come from, what their faith is, what denomination of Christian they are, if it looks like they're doing a good thing, then they're for God. And Pope Francis reminds us of this. He says to us, we are all, in the end, we are all children of God. So, although we are Catholic, anyone who preaches in Christ's name and does something good is for God, yeah? And we should not stop them. We should leave them be and rejoice that they are also doing good things. But then Jesus goes on a little bit more and he talks about how we shouldn't do bad things in the world. And in fact, he goes so far, he uses an extreme example. He's using a metaphor here. Have you remembered metaphor and similes? So similes is when it's got like or as in it. A metaphor is when you're saying something and then you say something kind of quite, we don't really believe it, but we understand the message. So Jesus says, if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. Well, of course, he doesn't mean that if you trip over the paving, you should cut off your foot. That's not what Jesus is talking about. He's using a metaphor. And what he's saying is, if your foot causes you to sin, if your foot causes you to do something mean and bad, well, what mean bad things might your foot do? Well, it could take you somewhere where you did something mean, or your hands could do something mean, or your eyes could see something mean, or your mouth could say something mean. Who here has ever done anything they were embarrassed to have done? Anything in your heart of hearts, you know, that was a mean thing to do? Oh, some of you think you haven't. Well, I can tell you I have. I know I've been mean to my little brother in my life. And I might have said a mean thing about a friend once or twice. And I may not have done something good. I may have done something not so good. Has that ever happened to you? I'm sure it has. It's happened to me. And Jesus is saying, stop it. Don't do it. And he uses these extreme examples. If your eye causes you to sin, cut it out. Well, does he mean we should really do that? No, of course not. He means we should try to be good and kind and gentle and never do anything that is mean or unkind. But he does give us, not in this reading, but he does in the church give us a little loophole. And that, who knows what that loophole is? What is the lovely loophole that God provides for us? That's right, it's his mercy. God forgives us. God forgives our sins. And we have the beautiful sacrament of confession. For when we do mess up, and we all mess up, don't we? I know I have. I know you have. It's human to mess up. And when we do, we can go to confession. We can say, I'm sorry. And God forgives us. And then we come out and we're all sparkly clean and we feel better. I noticed when I was in one of the other offices here at Radio Veritas that they had something up about mental health. And I thought I would just say to you kids, for those of you who have made your first confession, I read a study about how people in countries where people go to confession regularly, where most people go to confession, there is a lower incidence of mental health illness, like depression and anxiety. Not of the other illnesses, but of those two in particular. And that going to confession is something that you can do for your mental health. It makes us feel better because we get to say aloud whatever was worrying us, and then we get to be forgiven and leave it behind. So I think this gospel is also an invitation, reminding us to come back to God's merciful love. Let's close our eyes now and pray. Lord, we ask for your blessing on us. We ask to trust in your mercy, to remember that you desire to forgive us and to heal us from all our ills, so that we might be girls and boys with our hearts open with love for you and for one another and for your creation. Amen.